A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 14th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's foreign trips.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's foreign trips.
Mr. Mugabe, who left Zimbabwe today for a climate summit in Morocco, is being accused by his critics of wasting time and resources globetrotting on private business and attending useless summits at a time the government is virtually bankrupt. The critics say Mr. Mugabe is easily the most traveled head of state in the world.
The Zimbabwe Independent sarcastically said, and I quote, "One of these days, his name will be immortalized in the Guinness Book of World Records for being by far the most prolific clocker of air miles in a year." The 92-year-old has since earned several monikers, such as Visiting Leader, Vasco da Gama, Globetrotter, and others from his critics. Mr. Mugabe is vying for the mantle of the most ridiculous traveler with Nigerian President Muhammad Buhari, who visited 22 countries in 1 year from the time he assumed office in May last year. Mr. Mugabe's absentee leadership is said by his critics to paralyze government business, and owing to his alleged autocratic style of leadership, everything comes to a standstill when the president is out of the country, such as the suspension of cabinet meetings when Mr. Mugabe is not in the country, and also ZANU-PF important meetings such as the Central Committee and the Politburo, they are not held if Mr. Mugabe is traveling. But of course, the backers of Mr. Mugabe say Mr. Mugabe is a distinguished statesman who is invited to several countries because of his reputation. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And remember that we're live streaming on Facebook. So join us right now on VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. At the same time, remember to like our pages. Yeah, kunja looking forward.
Honka Gibbs, nasi, tlauti tinge tichi taura nezwe kufamba kwemutungamiri wenyika nekuti pane vamwe vari kuti vamugabe vanenge vakatemerwa zvatsvatsva avagari pasi vanogara vachingoti vakapinda munyika wanzwa vamwe vakati visiting president nekuti nguva zhinji vanenge vasimo munyika vachienda kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vamwe vanoti dai vasira makurukota avo kana vamiriri veZimbabwe kune dzimwe nyika vachiita basa rimwe ravanokwanisa kuita asi vamwe vanoti aiwa hapana chakaipa pane zviri kuitwa navamugabe nekuti vanenge vachisimudza mureza weZimbabwe mudenga nekudaro zvakakodzera kuti vaende kunze asi vamwe vachitiwo nyaya yemari ndo yanetsa nekuti homwe yenyika yakaboka homwe macho mune musina kana kobiri nekudaro hazvibatsire kuti mutungamiri wenyika angoti chero kwaanza oenda tiri kuona vamwe vatungamiri vari kuyaiko zvino vakaita sana Magufuli vana Ian Khama vana vaJacob Zuma pane mimwe misangano yavasingaende vachitumira vatedzeri vavo kana kuti mamwe makurukota avo Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke zvirokandaba njengoba ke uBlessing waibeka ke ingxoxo yethu lamhlanje lapho sixoka khona ngenhambo zikamongameli uRobert Mugabe. Okwamanje ke sikhuluma ke uye khona ngale Marrakesh lapha sikhuluma ke ngeMorocco uye emhlanganweni okuthiwa yiConference for the Parties, iCOPAC 22 pela. Umhlangano lowo ngokukhangela ngomkhathi ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani. Siyawazi ukuthi ke ukuthi umkhathi kulokho kuthiwa yiclimate change ngesilungu. Yikho kwenza ukuthi abantu bangani babona izulu kwesikhathi lingalinengi kakhulu kumbe lingabi khona njalo lokuthi nginakuqande sibili okunye okumangalisayo. So ke kodwa abantu bayakhala besithi umongameli Europa Mgabe utshone bhotabhoti umhlaba wonke jikelele. Abanye sebeze besithi nguVasco da Gama, bakhona njalo abanye bathi nguCleopatra, abanye njalo bathi ngu-visiting leader, kusho ukuthi phela sehlala emazweni eZimbabwe uyabe vakatsha kuphela. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini uhamba lolu zulukandaba, asixoxene.
I think we have our first guest, that is the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs. You can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, we know that the president has just left for Morocco. You know, it's just a few weeks ago. He was in Madagascar or somewhere there. So, but these trips, Mr. Gudu, what's your take on all these kind of trips?
Oh, it is obviously gives it's a national embarrassment. Now we hear that President Robert Mugabe is discovering Morocco. He's gone to Rabat or Marrakesh. Maybe he's trying to give himself an early Christmas. You know, this is a complete embarrassment, especially considering that Zimbabwe is going through a very, 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 very difficult period economically. Mm-hmm. We are talking at of a situation where the unemployment rate is just unbelievable. Although the government official statistics say that only 11.7% of Zimbabweans are unemployed, we know that those official statistics are cooked statistics. Anyone who has been in Zimbabwe, who is in Zimbabwe right now, would tell you that the real unemployment rate should be anywhere between 85% and 95%, because all the streets of the major cities, Bulawayo, Harare, Mutare, Gweru, Mashingo, name it, even in the villages, in the growth points, Morombezi, Gutumpandawana, Jorjolo, Lupane, name it, they are teeming with unemployed youths busy selling these cheap Chinese trinkets. Mm-hmm. So really, for him to continue to go on these foreign jamborees using state money, because we know that every time he travels, he will make sure that he commandeers one of the few functional jets that is Zimbabwe. We know that he's the airline of choice. His aircraft of choice is the Boeing 767. And what it means is he has commandeered it to fly from Harare International to Morocco. And we know that the national airline itself is bankrupt and that it has got a debt of no less than US dollars, $300 million. I mean, this is a complete embarrassment. And why Mr. Mugabe continues to do what he does just boggles the mind. I mean, maybe he chose the wrong job. He should have been a commercial pilot. I'm sure he was going to enjoy the job of being a commercial pilot. I think he has clocked in more flying hours than the average, commercial pilot at any major airline you can think of. I mean, look, as the MDC, we are completely appalled. We are disgusted. But it just shows that Mr. Mugabe has never really cared about the people. Each time he goes out, we know that some of us were in government during the GNU. He carries with him cold hard cash of no less than US $4 million cold hard cash in briefcases. So you can imagine, because he travels with a huge entourage. And he lives life on the first line. He stays in the most expensive hotel suites, presidential suites, with his hangers on. And, I mean, look, this is a shame. I'm actually, on my own personal note, I feel embarrassed. I feel anger is not strong enough a term to just describe how I feel right now. I think it just shows that the old man has just lost it, completely lost it. It's a shame.
But Mr. Gutu, in Shona, vanotivo gudo kuipa kuiparo asi aridye usiku, literally translated to mean a baboon might be ugly, but certainly it cannot be blamed for raiding the maize field at night. Let's talk about this particular meeting. I mean, I think he might be criticized for going to Venezuela in September en route to the United Nations. But certainly, this climate summit is important for the country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We all know that the vagaries of climate change are affecting us adversely. Right now, we were going through a period of a heat wave, and that rains have just started falling. We all know that. I think it needs no rocket science to know that Zimbabwe is one of the countries that is facing the vagaries of climate change. Granted, but we are saying a whole head of state going to attend a climate change summit in a situation where we actually have a minister responsible for the environment, for water and environmental issues, Opamuchinguri Kashiri, and several other top government bureaucrats who can very competently represent Zimbabwe at those kind of summits. And not only that, blessing, we are talking here of a country with the two vice presidents, full-time vice presidents, Emmerson Mnangagwa and Perekezela Mpoko. We have never heard of any situation where President Mugabe delegates any of his vice presidents to attend some of these summits on his behalf, like what other world leaders do. So he cannot really go to each and every conference that he is invited. Climate change is a very, very technical issue. And I'm sure that there are technocrats in the Ministry of Environment who can competently represent Zimbabwe at these kind of conferences. So for a whole head of state to go there, at a time when just a few weeks ago he was in Madagascar, he was in Venezuela, the island of Margarita, he's always in Singapore, he's in Dubai. Not too long ago, in late September, he was in New York for the United Nations General Assembly session. I mean, it's just an embarrassment. So why do we need two vice presidents for? If they are not even given an opportunity to represent the country.
Thank you. I think, Gibbs, we are now being joined by our next guest, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Of course, asking the same question,
yes,
whether these trips are benefiting the nation. Remember, there's one American president who said even if the president walks on top of water on the Potomac River there, his critics will say the president cannot swim.
Yes.
Is it the same case here?
I think it's the same case. And Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, so here we're having a scenario where, you know, people are saying, no, these trips are useless. You know, the president is wasting money. Does it make a difference if he's at this conference or is at home?
Gentlemen, look, this agreement has already been ratified at presidential level.
Mm-hmm.
And you are looking at an individual who has so much time in his hands because he has absolutely nothing else to do. So rather than stay at home and twiddle his fingernails and play with his grandkids, with his grandchildren, he wants to blow $1 million just to travel to see what other people are doing. You know, like the previous caller had said, this is ministerial stuff. Even a principal director, Washington Jakarta, in the midst of environment, would have done it. So this shows you the degree of, moral degradation that has afflicted this completely clueless president, a man who doesn't even understand that the national officials cannot even afford to send even 3% out of the country in economy class. This is reckless, this is irresponsible, and this shows that this man does not deserve a day longer in office. I mean, even in his absence, those two vice presidents of this cannot even run cabinet meetings. They have to wait until he comes back. So what are they doing in that office? So this is a waste of time and money.
Todzoka kwamuri vagutu tichitarisa iyo nyaya yenzendo dzavamugabe. Asi kaiwewe muzanu PF vari kuti vamugabe munhu anoremekedzwa pasi rose. Nekudaro vanopota akavachikokwa kumisangano yose yose.
unona blessing kana uri munhu mukuruka chero uri iwe uri kumba haungangoti kose kwawakokwa woenda ukanzi kuno muchato kupi waenda kune birthday party waenda kupi waenda kana uri munhu mukuru une vanokubatsira maleftenants ako ndosaka pane pane cabinet ende cabinet yava mugabeti kaongorora ndo imwe tikangoti muno maAfrica mose it is one of the biggest cabinet cabinets in terms of my numbers tine ma vice president maviri full time saka ndo zvichizonzi ukuchinge wakokwa chero uri munhu anoremekedzwa haungangoti kose kwawaenda ongoti kwandakokwa ndoenda ndosaka mavice president aripo apa tina minister wezveenvironment
mchimburukashiri
nematechnocrats avo permanent secretary wavo nemadirectors oministry kune vanyanzvi tina Dr. Amos Makarau vanova ndivo director vokumeteorological services department yezimbabwe inyanzvi dzinoziva nezveclimate change nezvenyaya idzodzi dzose dzana climatology whatever ndo pavanofanirwa kuendawo kunomiririra nyika nokuti isu tinoziva kuti uri sapresident masummit akaita seeclimate change ari very technical iwe unongoenda wongoinoita aceremonial attendance asi madebate nemadeliberations anoitwa anoda vana mazvikokota saka kurasha mari kuti mutana ane makore aoda kusvika iwo 93 wokwira ndege kubva kuharare kuenda kuproko maawa anokwana iwoita 8 hours uri mumhepo nenyika isina chinhu yakabroka wongoenda kungonogarawo pasi nokuti zvinenge zvitaurwako zvinhu zviri technical zveclimate change zvemaexperts nyanzvi dzemeteorology nezvimwe zvakadaro hazvikodzeri kuti purezidendi vaende ukaongorora uchatoshambisika kuona kuti mapurezidendi chaivo chaivo vanenge variko kana kuti mahead of state nemahead of government vashomanene vanotumira nyanzvi dzavo zvosiyana kana kuti sei nokuendawo kuunited nations general assembly ungangoti uko its more of a political gathering zvino zvana climate change its a technical gathering or rather a gathering yematechnocrats kungokwira kwavaita ndege ndonga vashuwo zvavo kumbonoona Morocco nokunoswedera pedo nemediterranean sea nokungorya mari nomunhu anofarira kudya mari
tinotenda zvikuru vagutu rambai henyu muri parunare rega timbotrai kuenda kugokwe kuna vamoyo makadi vamoyo aiwa tiripo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
zvinonetsa ndezvekuti vanhu vezano handikuti vakakwana dei vakakwana vangadei vachiona matambudzikiro atinoita kana vachiti vamugabe vanorespektiwa vanorespektiwa naaniko isu tinotambura tikadai vanongorespektiwa nevanhu vasingazivi nyange dzenyika dzinovarespekta kuda inyikawo dzisingazivi kuti muzimbabwe makaita sei dei vachizonoya nemvura yacho kwavari ikokoko kwavaenda ikoko zvino vanoenda kungonoona climate change but
mari yava moyo yabva yakata vari kugokwe of course Mr. Moyo is critical of what the president is doing saying that it's a mere waste of very very scarce resources gibbs
yes we've got some messages on Facebook one of the messages is from Sarah Mopofu who says I fail to comprehend what goes on through this man's mind he continues to globetrot when the country is burning Honestly, this regime doesn't care about the citizens, nor does it have the country at heart. How bad can this get? He's behaving as if everything is normal, and yet nothing is. All that money spent traveling can be put to better use. Set your priorities right, Mr. President. How bad can this get, honestly? I've never seen such things in my life. Unbelievable. That message is from Sarah Mpofu. Then we've got Apel Chihakase, who says, People are busy blackmailing their own president in anticipation of getting Western favors. If you have concrete ideas on how to keep the economy good, you are welcome to do that, especially in all open society discussions. never thinks that these Westerners really want to bail out our country. No, it's a lie. We have to learn how to respect our country and not to gossip so that the Westerners will give us funds. Then I've got another message from T. Vicky Chote who says, you news people, you always surprise me. What difference does it make for Mr. Mugabe to stay at home or he's busy there in Morocco? Remember, when he's at home, political bureau meetings are even a problem. And right now, they are not even holding those political bureau meetings. So this man is useless. So let's forget about him. Then what Susan Kutze, who says, Zimbabwean people are starving while this man is globetrotting. He does not care and look back, you know. He's doing whatever he wants. Then let me take the last one from Gonzashe Choto, who says, very important trip. Our president did a very good thing to go to Morocco. So ngibuye kuwe baba ke Ngwenya uyazwela abantu lapha bayakhuluma akuba pendule kumbe kuthiwa uNgwenya ucingo lwakhe ungani solulahlekile. But briefly, Mr. Kutu, let me just summarize things in Ndebele, then I'm coming to you shortly. Yes, abizwa abantu abaningi lapha bayakhuluma besithi umongameli lokhu akwenzayo kungani akulunganga kulosera umpofu okade ekhuluma lapha esithi ubaba lapho umgabe ungazani wenza ongayisikho ilizwe liyatsha yena ugijime siya lapha lalapha so uthi khonokho akulunganga uphinde wathi-ke okusobala ukuthi elizweni leZimbabwe abantu abahleli ngendlela eyiyo ukuthi kulungiswe ongani kuyahlupha kwabuya layo u-abheli layo ukuthi okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu bangazani bacabanga ukuthi nxa becodoza umongameli balakho ukuthi bethole imali evela kuma-donors so ukuthi hhayi bo imali yaso zibuye uzobona lo viki layo uyakhuluma esithi kathi lina bantu licabanga njani umongameli ngaze besekhaya kumbe kakho ekhaya kuyafanana akula mehluko vele kangako abesesithi sikhuluma nje kathesi umhlangano we-politi bureau awenziwa lo bekhona eZimbabwe kumbe engekho so kutshintshani khonapho kuzobuya-ke usuzeni ukuthi uthi into ekhanyayo lapha yokuthi umongameli utshone bhotabhota nje ezenzela kufunayo then ungonizashelayo wathi kodwa-ke lokhu okwenzakalayo umongameli ukutshaye kahle ukuthi ayikhona ngale-ke e-Marrakesh eMorocco. Yeah, so Mr. Kutu, basically people are complaining, but we've got one who said, you know, this is very important. The president is doing well. Let him go there.
That is obviously a joke. That is not even funny, Gil.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not surprising. It's not surprising that Mr. Mugabe is always here and there. You find some people who are, you know, for some very strange reasons, he's dire. That matters. We know that. Even Adolf Hitler, these admirers. Even Saddam Hussein, these admirers. Even Benito Mussolini, these admirers. Even Mobutu Sese Seko, these admirers. I can go on and on and on. Even Kamuzu Banda, these admirers. But all we are saying is the majority, the great majority of the people of Zimbabwe are saying, Zakwana, Kwanile. What Mugabe's regime has done to the average Zimbabwean Gibbs, it will take many, many years, if not generations, to rebuild Zimbabwe at the rate that the rot we are experiencing on a daily basis is going. Because we are talking of a situation where right now they are unleashing bond notes. There are people on the financial market, as I speak to you now, thousands of people are in bank queues, sleeping overnight. In all the major cities, towns, and the growth points of Zimbabwe, trying to get the little money that they have in their bank accounts before the bond markets hit, the bond notes hit the market in the next 2 weeks. So what kind of president is Mr. Mugabe, who is so insensitive to the suffering of the majority of the people? Right now, if you go to any public hospital, if you go to Mpilo Hospital in Bulawayo right now, if you go to Harare Hospital Gomo right now, if you go to Mparire Nyatwa Hospital right now, to Chinoy General Hospital, to Chitungwiza General Hospital, to Mutare General Hospital, you will see for yourself the level of dereliction that has been caused by this regime. And this dereliction affects the great majority of the people. So the guy who says Mugabe can go there and he sees nothing wrong, look, I'm not angry with him. I feel pity for him. I think I know that Minamato. I know that Tumuna Matire. nokuti with respect ari futi anazozivisa zvari kutaura. We are speaking here on behalf of the suffering masses, the pain masses of Zimbabwe. So all we are saying to Mr. Mugabe is, look, we don't hate him, but we hate his ways. And all right-thinking people, including many cabinet ministers and ZANU-PF political members, whom I talk to very regularly. Only this afternoon I was talking to a very highly placed ZANU-PF politician who sits in the Politburo, who was telling me that he's ashamed to even be a member of ZANU-PF. And when I challenged him to resign, he said, "Didn't offer." Once you're in ZANU-PF, it's like Urum Jere, our buddy. You are serving a life sentence. It's a pity.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Regai tiende kune mumwe mutereri atanonyatsobata zita rake vari kumhangura. Makadi?
Ndiri kumhangura makadi.
Munonzi mukomani?
Ndinonzi Korera.
Kore, oh, ndabva ndaziya. Zviri kufamba here pamhangura?
Haro, mhangura pari nani.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Nhasi tiri kutaura nezvenzendo dzavamugabedzi.
Chokwadi zvinodanga zvinokunda ngoma kurira zvinotyisa endi mukatarisa vamugabe vezvinezvi vaakungoti pavangosvika vakagara 2 minutes vanenge vatokodziri saka handioni tavaendera kumoroko vaenda kunorara kuvaregere havo kungorara kumba vasina kuvesa mari yenyu
asika vari kuti
vakasiya vatiintrodusira
taurai zvenyu
kunoku ezvinezvi zvavaenda kumoroko vaenda nemabhondi here kana vaenda nemahisi
vaenda nehisi
zvinotyisa hazvina kunaka dai mari iyoyo vatotengera havo fetilizer mvura yakunaya vatotengera vanhu zvavo fetilizer nembeu vanhu vatorima vaitokwanisa kupa vanhu vanosvika chiuru mefetilizer nembeu zvaitobatsira zvaitovanani
asika vakorera vamugabe mutungamiri wenyika ka hatingangotarisiri kuti vangangogare vari mumusha vanofanira kumboenda kunonzwawo matare kune dzimwe nyika
ichokwadi asi ministiri iyoyo ine varidzi vayo kunodiwa mapurezidendi tingaenda ministry of tourism here
ivo
vanofanira kuenda kumisangano yavo inodiwa iyo kana kuti dewo ministry of environment inofanira kuenda ministry of environment kwete iyo president vanonodi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Korera nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru you heard there from Mr. Korera he says he does not think Mr. Mugabe should have attended this summit and he's saying that the president is notorious for dozing off at these summits so it's pointless for him to go there of course we don't know about that is his opinion then we also have mukoma Michael vari ku South Africa makadi mukoma Michael
tiko makadino
aiwa tiri nani zvedu kuri sei kujoni
jenikurirai
kuri kunaya here
ya pari zvino mvura iri kuratidza kuti iri kunaya zvisingamboiti
iri kunaya zvayo muri kusaidi kupi
kumupumalanga
kumupumalanga okay right mukoma Michael nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa munoona sei nzendo dzavamugabedzi
nyaya ndingakutaurirai mukoma Blessing ndekuti isu kunoku muwandu watakaita mazimbabwen anobva kunyika kwedu nyaya iripo ndekuti mapato anopikisa aya nditi right deo zvimwe ekuti hatizozivi kuti right iyo kusha chavo panogona zamupesi ndepapi kana kuti paino kunowa ndepapi nekuti angava ari mwana chaichaiyo kana mangoti chino nechino akanganisa chino nechino akanganisa panenge agona hamwe mbingo takanganisa saka hatizozivi chaicha iyo problem inombori ipi nokuti tatiri kuona ndekuti aya mapato ari kupikisa ava kutotivhiringidza tinomasapota hongu ende zvisingamboiti tiri kuda kuti nyika yedu ichinje but vari kutivhiringidzira hurumende inokurambopiwavo chanzi ichimboona njere dzayo kuti ko zvavatiriwo vari kuzamazanuro emabhondi nosi tozoona kuti chii chiri kuzoitika pamabhondi acho kana vati vatadza tochizoti ho tapai pamakonwa pamabhera cheki pamabhondi futi makoni awo aiwa makoni awa matotadza chii zvinani mutibva pakutungamirira zvino tikangoti vakada kuti vatii tine mazano akati Sato viringiza, sato zampoto muda, zato zani wa hitu zama, wati wachicha no. Doku da chibise, sema puni nota ya waruta wa ranesha wucha no. Sato wati marini kite, ata wa ifane ngu mzira, irinani zante ma pera cheki. Itoto manjirambi ya hiriku to viringiza viringiza. Sato,
Regai chimboti ba gutu ba pinde papo ba gutu. Vagutu?
Blessing Rukuzwa.
Anzi na mkoma Mike ove mapato anopikisa murukurova shirisa tia mara. Madi kumbomira oti fanka mabondi notsa ambopinda. Musati matanga kwa ashora nekuti murukukurumidza kwa ashora asati aparurwa. Vachiti hurumende hakuna here zvimwe zvinhu zvaino gona nekuti vanenge vachingonzwa vanopikisa vachingopikisa.
Ano kuti komrade avo zvesuwa ndeve opposition. Anyway, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pane maanalysis atakatomboita tikatombonyora isina magweta tichitsoropodza kuti mabondi notsawa haasiri pamutemo kana kuti pachirungu tingangoti ari unconstitutional. Tichitsoropodza tikangoti zvikonzero zviripo zvatinoona kuti zvinotaridza izvo kuti mabhondi notsawa ari kunze kwemutemo. Nokuti mutemo wakashandiswa navamugabe wepresidential powers emergency act hauchashandi paconstitution yatinayo iyi. Constitution yatakaadopta muna May 2013 vakaisaina iwo sapresident wenyika. First citizen vachiisaina ichipinda into operation. Yakaita automatically disallow mutemo yowe kushandisa ma presidential powers emergency act ndocho kutanga. Saka kana zvinzanzi tiri kukurumidza kurova shiri isati yamhara ha isatita sati rwedu notinoziva tino vamwe vasori maCIO vamwe vanombonyepedzerawo kuti vari muopposition ivo vari maCIO. Saka isu tinoti kwete kusvora kwatiri kuita vamugabe tambotaura ini maminita mashomapura hakusi kuvavenga. Isomo totovawira urombo hativavengi. Tinovawira urombo hwakanyanya kutongoti tinoda Zimbabwe zvakanyanya. Zimbabwe pamberi. Saka tiri kuti zvavari kuita zvokuponda Zimbabwe zvokuti vana vedu nevazukuru vedu nemamwe madzinza achateera isu tafa tavigwa vachangowana nyika ava manzemve. Nyika hwava urubhurubhu. Ndo zvatisingade izvozvo. Saka tiri kuti zvavari kuita zvemabhondi nosi totozava kuti haashandi. Nokuti tsoropodzo yatakaita kana kobreza vakaverenga maanarisi atakaita nemamwe akaitawo nedzimwe nyanzvi dzeeconomics ndokunga vanobvumirana neni kuti mabhondi nosi nemabhera checks hazvishandi. Mabhera checks katotanga achitombori nani. Nokuti Zimbabwe nguva iyoyo yanga ichino currency yayo mazim dollars although mazim dollars akanga afa zvavo pavalue. Zvino iye manje hatina karenzi yedu. Haungangoti kwara kwacho wamuka one day wongoti ndakupirinda bepa rangu rinonzi bond note rine same value 1-to-1 US dollar. Kupenga hakuna zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Chero ukaenda kunyika ipi zvayo kupi panorino pasi hauwani zvinhu zvakadaro. Ndosaka tichiti vamugabe dei vangoti hwirawo nyasha vambochizorora zvavo vaende kugushungoko. Udairi fama ambo sila wabachiona maudzi chikamu.
Yes, lomu mnumzana ke umandla ose UK. Baba mandla unwaunjani? Ye, mandla uyangezwa? Halo, mandla kuna ngapo e UK, kunjan?
Mkuna kunjan bako?
Hai mpili kakulu, kunjan e UK? Hai,
no, kuya banda.
Ye, kuza lunga, anti iskansan kona e mnumzana mandla. Ye, ngikuru so telefoni yakho kakhulu kwenze sikuzwe.
Yeah, awungizwa.
Ye, anguzwa kuhle. Ye, kana sengikuzwa.
So uyangizwa manje.
Ye, ungathini ke ngihambo zikaMongameli Robert Mugabe. Lamhla sikhuluma nje ukhona ngale Marrakesh eMorocco lapho kule iCOP 22 summit.
Yeah, ingihambo zikalo baba uyabona. Angiziboni mina unxedo lwazo ngempela ngoba ever since he has been traveling in and out we haven't seen any positive outcome for onke la amalo kuze nama conferences awa attendayo kukanti again in at the same time each and every conference whether you and a summit or yini he has got departments whether he's got people who are heading those departments who should be going there and here for themselves not for him to go there and come back and start briefing them so why did he appoint them why did he put those people there if he wouldn't allow them to go to those summits and hear for themselves So really, it's just wasting money, and there is no need for him to take all this delegation to go with him, while they are not even part of that department or what. It's okay then if he goes with one or two people, but not the whole plane, you know? Really, he's wasting the state money. I don't know what, whoever, whether he has got, does he have an advisor or what? Because the person who are really advising him, I don't know what kind of a person is he. Because as far as I know, each and every president or prime minister, he has got his own advisors. I don't know what are they advising him on, you know?
Kodwa ke nxa esekhaya, Baba Mandla kumbe engekho ekhaya, kulomehluko yini?
Well, it's just the same as good as he is not even existing because we don't see any positive things that he is doing. The country is upside down. He is there, but you can't hear him talking about the problems that are facing the country, you know. The only thing he knows is going to buy loads of cars and give it, try to bribe other people about the cars because the elections are around the corner. But he can't, what you call, give people money to sort the issue of hospitals, schools, and roads, and all those things, you know. So really, he doesn't care. He doesn't care completely. Zimbabwe is like he doesn't even have a president. There is no government there.
Ya umbono wakho mandla lapha siyakuzwa kakhulu baba ungathi nakusasa uphenduke phela
ngiyabonga baba
yisibongela kakhulu kodwa ubalekele phela ubalekele isintu phela awuzange utshaye even one word not one line madoda one line
uyazi ukuthi uyabona uma uhlala endaweni lezi kakhulu usebenza nabelungu in and out uyazi uma usukhuluma vele mos usugcina nje sowufaka into okhuzeni
into
ishoyo
hayi ngiyakuzwa mandla mbongela kakhulu baba mbongela
Yeah,
yeah, there was Mandla for you.
It's named Mwem Tereri ku Botswana, I think. Ndiva Moyo. Makadiva Moyo.
Ndivo Wangwaro Makadi.
Iwa Tirinan Kurise Botswana.
Iwa Botswana Gurinanyago.
Tirukuns Guanya, the good Furwa Kwan, Zimbabwe, Ninia, the map papers, Roof Embassy.
Yeah, it is. Ya saka zvino zvakamira zvakaita mukoma blessing ndezvekutizo iwo vana vagudu ava vanofarira chiriki zvekutaura asi kugadzirisa zvinhu zviri munyika muhawakwanisi handi mazviona
vamoyo kana muine radio dzorai volume yacho nekuti iri kuita maungira
orit vana vagudu avani ndinovashora seopposition party Why? Nekuti zvinhu zvavanoita chaizvo tikazvitazviona ende iko zvinezvi nhamo yatirikuona ndivo vakaikonzera vana vagudu vakatiwo kuna navamugabe isisu vachitanga kukanzena tikasiya papowatiri kusunga itinokuita emumajee makaita mhosva saka iko zvinezvi zanopiefu kuti vaiburise papawa pavamatanesa nenyaya yekuti ivo vakatarisira kusunga vanhu vati vaisa mujere havana kutarisira kudonga nyika Right, so when the Pakistan was president, some of the president in the only Sakai Pakistan was not a president. When a farm back to Anu was in his duty, there's no food on him, my president, or Anu Sangana or Nawiko. Kunuan wanted to ask Kura or Gana and Iko. At each time, you go to Anu Punisu, only one will go to Sangana now. You know Kuru Apadama, the Abam Kuru Dama die. Sakawana wagutu ngavarege kungoti chese chinenge changotaurika chete womhanyira kuti vashore ngavambotarisawo uyezve ndinofunga kuti purezidendi kana vachisimuka kubva munyika vanotogara pasi nekabhineti yavo votaurirana voona kuti ndiani anoenda ikoko handidi saka ivo vana vagutu ava vamugabe vasati vaenda ikoko vanga vasina kuzvizwa here kuti vamugabe vachaenda ikoko vakadii kumbogara navo pasi vachivataura kuti mukuru onai apa dai madai
Asi kana vamoyo vana vamoyo vaguti vari mubato rinopikisa vangakwanise kuti mapata anopikisa haagarire mutungamiri wenyika achitaura izvozvo. Zviri kuna vanhu vari muZANU PF imo.
Izvozvo munoona kana tichinopikisanaka kunoko kwakaita musangano kwakaitika musangano vachiita zveindependence kuno munombotwana muno. Vanga vakagara tafura imwe chete maopposition neiringi party vachitaura chinhu chimwe chete chiri maererano neindependence yavo. Kwetisise tisingazvikwanise izvozvo muZimbabwe.
Orit, regai timboti vaguti vambopindura ipapo. Vaguti, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamoyo izvi.
Ndiri kuzvanzwisisa vana comrade moyo pamwe kuda havana sonzwisisa kuti hurumende ino ndingangoti maaffairs egovernment anoranwa sei kunyanyanyanya muno mugovernment, nokuti ivo kubhotswana kwavari uko Botswana inyika yava nedhemokirasi yetingangoti yaambei muno muZimbabwe. Kuti zvandakaita ini ndigonzi ndawanikwa ndinzi ndiri kunotaura ndichivaudza vamugabe kuti dei madai dei madai, unotonzwa zvinzi kuti uya wasungwa. Mukana wacho ndienda mbomupiwa nani? Tinoedza kuti tidaro mamemba aparamendi yedu vanotaura muparamendi, vanopa madhibheti, vanoita mamotion, asi hazvina anoteerera. Vanhu vatiri kudhira navo vezana ava dzave nhini. Ndokunga comrade moyo varuda kukombeya zvavanoona kuBotswana kwaane dhemokirasi iri pamusoro kana yaapamberi. Nezvinoitika muno muZimbabwe munoti neinonzi muchirungu dictatorship, kutonga kweganyapfu kwebhaiginya. Kokuti chero vamuri muZanu vacho vakawanda havafariri zviri kuitwa navamugabe, asi hapana anobuda kutaura anoti bufu unofa. Ndo nyaya iripo, nokuti tiri kudhira nedictatorship. Botswana hakuna dictatorship, kune dhemokrasi.
Vamoyo, pindura henyu
wacho uripo.
Pindura iti bata
vaguti ipapo apo zvavataura ndazvinzwa. Asi kamuri kuyeuka here kuti inini dambudziko iri makarikonzera? Because vanhu ava makavapromisa kuti munovasunga kana vabuda papawa. Hamuna kundipindura ipapo
vaguti.
Vamoyo, dee zviri kuti vari muno muZimbabwe notambudziko nderekuti handikati dambudziko rombo rakanaka ravainaro nderekuti vari muBotswana. Handisi kuti muBotswana muri perfect democracy kwete, asi tikada kukombeyazve muBotswana matongerwo enyika nemuno muZimbabwe mutsauko uripo mukuru kwazvo. Nokuti Botswana unoona kana vapurezidendi Ian Khama Seretsekama vanokwanisa kutobvunza kana nhengo dzeopposition kuti panyaya iyi tingaita sei. Dzimwe nguva kana vachitoapoenda dzimwe nhengo dzeopposition dzichiitwa maambasada, kana vaona kuti munhu ane maskills anobatsira nyika yeBotswana. Zvino muno muZimbabwe inotongwa napurezidendi Mugabe, kana usiri weZanu vanokuona isitotozi tiri vatengesi. Vane hwira vanoti zvezana ro rechirungu vanotiti maserau. Kodzero chiri chokuti kana usiri muZanu kwai uri chimbwasungati. Havafi vakatiterera vapanzwisise ipapo.
Asi vaguti vamoyo vari kuti ivo manzwiro avakaita ndeyekuti imi makati muchasunga vanhu veZANU PF avo kana maakutonga, nekudaro ndosaka vaakuita zvipikiri zvarambira kumadziro.
Hatina kumbodaro, handizivi kuti vakazvinzwa kupi. Ndokunga panguva zhinji tinobudisa mastatement tichiita sei, hapana patakambotaura kuti tinosunga vanhu veZANU. Takati mutemo ngaauteure itsikosi. Kana ini ndabanga ndisungwe, weZANU abanga asungwe without fear or favor. Hatina kuti tichangosunga vanhu veZANU. Kuna vamwe vanhu veZANU vodzisiri mbavha. Hatikangotika tongoti munhu wese nokuti uri weZANU usungwa. Kana tadaro takosiyana chii neZANU yacho? Isu tiri kuti tingadi ndezveumbavha, ndezveunhubu. Anenge azviita asina basa kuti uri weMDC, uri weZANU, uri weZANU ndonga, uri wenduu kana kuti wepati ipi zvayo, sungwa.
Tinotenda vaguti, tinotendawo vamoyo. Regai titore vamwe vateereri, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, our third guest is Mr. Bekezela Matuma Fuzwayo. Mr. Matuma, good evening.
Good evening, Gibson. How are you?
No, very fine. How is Gwanda?
bit warmish today. It's a little bit better than it was.
Akusitheleke ke sindebele lapho ukuthi ubona njani inkambo zikamongameli Robert Mugabe. Siyawazi ukuthi namhlanje use Marrakesh khona ngale eMorocco uhambe kuloko kuthiwa yi-COP 22. Wena ubona njani khona?
Hey, inkambo zikamongameli nxa sizidathanisa nemali esilayo elizweni ayisahambelani. Ziqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi ziyasidla kakhulu. Zisidla kunjalo asibona okukhulu okuphendukayo ehambeni zenalezo. Noma yiwuphi umhlangano omncane, noma yiwuphi uthola kuhambe thina kwelethu ilize yena ngokwakhe umongameli. Kwelezi amanye amazwe ukhangele bayathumela maybe uminister okhangelane la yena leyo ndaba elandu kuyadiscuswa khona lapho enguye nje uminister with one or two abantu abamphelekezelayo. Nxa sokuhamba yena umongameli usahambe liqula labantu abaningi. Ikhambo zakhe zidura engakasuki vele engakangeni esemathinini. Esephelekezele airport ufica kulodwende nabominister nabobanibani labantu asebegida bonke besiyamphelekezela kuhle kuhamba imali ephenduka esehla kuyabe kugcwele abantu e-airport sokuyirali sokunezinto eziningi usidla futhi izimali kungela ngitsho luthole ubuyileyo. Sithi siyakhangela i-economy yethu indlela eme ngayo uyacabanga ukuthi umuntu uyacabangela ethi hayi okunye kasibuyekeleni ukusiyeqe. Siza kuzwela nje kwabanye besithumele abanye umuntu uminister mba umuntu ophansi mdala ayesimela apresente ethi isayide aphenduka ekhaya siseveni mbijana kufana lanxa usendlini. Xa imali ingekho izinto ziwomile awusozithona usuleya ugcwalela izwe lonke ungabhadalanga esikolo okungenakudla endlini kungathanga akusuke kuhambisake. So hayi inkambo zikamongameli ukuthi nakube bakhona phezulu kwa ngala bambonisa ukuthi hayi ake sicale sikhangeleni ngikhaya okunye kesimeni kancane njengoba le foreign currency ngekho iphuma ibe nenge okunganani nxa behamba khonaphana baphiwa pocket money malini ithi ngamunye ngamunye ohambile yonke i-foreign currency thina sisala sithatha ama-bond notes ngapha.
Kona nxa sikhangele ubona zani labacebisi la kuthiwa ama-advisors ngokubona kwakho sibini?
Ngizavumelana logudu lapho ukuthi ambone ukuthi kuyacetiswana phezulu ngale yena liyayibekayo sibili ukuthi ngani kule dictatorship not i-democracy. So ku-dictatorship laphana vele kawulaleli muntu akulamu noma ungacetiswa okunganani ekugcineni wena okwakho okucabangayo yikho okuhambayo. So anxa ukuthi silabacebisi bekhona bamaqini ngayo into lonke izinto zonke lezi ziyabonakala kucetiswe kuhle. So manje njengoba bekukuya kungungqongqoshi omkhulu ongaphikiswayo abonthi kungatshintshani uyazihambela kuyazenzela ufunayo uhamba lovale lo nkosikazi bayeshopa kumbe lomkhwenyana lo mntwana bayeshopa bayenzela abo ngoba kwendlela okwenziwa ngayo kuyacaca ukuthi hayi akulabacebisi phezulu ngale.
Thank you so much and well done there Mr. Matuma. All what you're saying is that you know things are not normal in Zimbabwe. And the president should actually have sent a minister to that kind of summit. He says, you know, it's better to send one person or three instead of the president going with lots and lots of people to that kind of trip. And you are saying that indications are that, you know, the president does maybe have some advisors, but he's not listening to them. So he's doing whatever he wants. So, okay, this is the name of Uchablan Mpofu. Osenkai, Lapage, Ekunwani. Hey, Baba Mpofu, Mwanjani.
Ngiyaphila kithi
njani sika? Hayi siphilile kakhulu kunjani enkayi baba?
Hayi ngikhona ngene yaphila.
Ye ungaphi kosikobokobo?
Hayi sekuyikhona ke.
Ye posela kuba.
Udaba lengiyaliza kithi. Isathi problem ekhona lapho ngiyibonayo. Ukuthi yabona umdala lo ngiyibona umzini wakhe le anti yazi ukuthi ngithi vele edala ukugcina ingulube umntu lo. So ingulube elezinto udala ulama-protas lana kakhulu so ngeni umuntu ofekeukugcisi kakhulu ongahlalisana
ye qhubeka baba
ukungahlali kwakhe phansi lokhu sokusikhalisa nzima vele bengisisa abantu abaningi ukukhuluma kwakwenzayo lokuthi yena ngawuthumelane like amafuna nesecretary e-department leyo elomhlangano yona lo ngapho kungcono kakhulu ngoba nizafika ngalo ayehlala nje kuphela ala ma-contributing kaze awenza angaba ngama contribution ka athletics awu izinto ezikhandelana lana zezemikhasi yethu. So vele impushi yakho eratini ikole okuzero so akuncedi akwenzalo kungaisa abantu abayiko abahambelana lani lomsebenzi wakhona ngakungcono kakhulu.
Ye, so ubona ngazali pho ngawenzeni enxuswe emhlanganweni lo?
Angayisa yena kuyisiwethu njengelizwe yena ufuze asayine abantu abayibo abale lwazi yezinto zonalezi. So like ngawuthetha abantu ama-departments njengabo-metrological departments aba imagi kodwa sanyenza njalo imbisa angayenze yenzeni kulokho.
Kodwa-ke phela anti kuyabe kwakwele nkokheli eningi kakhulu, so ukuthi ungadumeza uminister ukuthi angahlangana lenye inkokheli yamanye amazwe, kumbe kumele phela president upresident mzala kumele phela kube ngupresident lo president, hatshi ukuthi lapho lo minister abe sesuka lo president. So kumathi ngako kumbe uyazihambela phela
ukuthi specifically president well but you know la ukuza akhangeleni isteti yekhondomi yakho ukuthi lekanjani ukuthi yokuyizinto lokho lakuthi siza lathumela ama-sesulas ukuthi uhambe kanje kanje kumbe la ungene uku-online bali ukuthi inokokwenzakeleyo okukhulumiwe ngale umuntu amabhizi wonke azizakala anytime anytime. So akula nto esitha kangawo mina ukuthi akhayele isito yekhulumi ukuthi asilamani
hayi ke siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana Jabulani Mpofu ungadinela kusasa ba. Yes, sibongele kakhulu. So he started with a very big joke here, you know. He was saying that the president has come out in the open saying that he keeps a lot of pigs. So but he says if you eat a lot of trotters, you know, pig feet, you become a globetrotter. So he says it is going to, that's his theory. It has got some kind of effect on a person. So, and then the other thing that is that he was saying, you know, he should have sent somebody, maybe junior, or people that know something to do with climate change. Maybe guys from the Met Office, instead of him going there just to sit and do nothing. So he says that trip won't help Zimbabwe at all.
Let me come back to you, Mr. Gutu. But Mr. Gutu, those who support Mr. Mugabe might say, you know, when you are going to a climate summit, you are not just going to a climate summit. I think this also gives you the opportunity to meet other world leaders. And Mr. Mugabe might be justified in going there because Zimbabwe is under targeted sanctions. And as a result, that might also give him the opportunity to talk to other leaders, to lobby them so that the sanctions might be removed. And also, the country is in a crisis. He might also be talking to other leaders to get foreign direct investment. So it's not just going to a summit. I think most deals are struck outside the summit proper, you know, those side meetings.
Blessing. It is quite clear. It is common cause, actually, that when you're head of state, you cannot be everything. You cannot be the head of state, you cannot be the cabinet, you cannot be the judiciary, you cannot be the legislature. That's why he has got 74 ministers. I've just counted them. There are 74 ministers and their deputies, including provincial ministers, and two full-time vice presidents. So we are saying, essentially, some of us were in government. We know how government operates. A climate summit is 95% of the time. These are technical issues where you find the technocrats locked up in meetings, plenary sessions, where if you are not an expert on climate change or meteorology or climatology, you'll be completely lost. They'll be talking technical language. So for him to go there saying he's going to structure deals for the country, to attract FDI or meet other heads of states so that he can be able to lobby for the cancellation of so-called sanctions, I mean, that's with respect for, you know, for Pasico, it doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, he's just going there. I think he has not been in Morocco for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. If you know that he was one of the people who were lambasting Morocco, saying, why is Morocco not part of the African Union? Mm-hmm. Because of this issue with the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. Mm-hmm. And now that Morocco has rejoined the African Union, I think he just loves traveling. He's a tourist. And Mr. Mugabe loves traveling. He loves being a tourist. And I'm sure that he has found a very convenient excuse to go to the scenic views of Morocco and enjoy himself by the Mediterranean Sea. That's why he's gone there.
Thank you, Gibbs.
No, let's go back to Mr. Matuma. Mr. Matuma, people may complain and say the president is doing nothing there and all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, don't you think that maybe he may strike one or two deals? Let's be honest with the president. Eh? Is he not going to make you happy, man?
We have waited for those deals for a long time. If nothing is coming. Mm-hmm. And then we say, let's take the cost and benefit analysis of everything. Mm-hmm. They go there, they come back empty-handed. And we remain hoping and hoping that something will come up. Yet we are plowing so much into those trips. Mm-hmm. You know, like Kutu is saying, it looks like now it's a touring venture. We are not benefiting anything. At the moment, we should understand our economy. We are crying of externalization of foreign currency, but government is the number one externalizer of foreign currency. Mm-hmm. How much are these trips gobbling of the foreign currency? Do we really need to take that money out? You know, we should have got to a stage where we say, let's sit down, look at our situation. Let's not say because this country is doing it, this country is sending its head of state, therefore let's also send our head of state. Much of the time he's not going to be at the conference center. He's going to be out in the hotel, resting, sleeping, and waiting to come and deliver a speech, a 30-minute speech, which a minister could have done on his behalf, mm-hmm. and the technocrat going with the minister attended the entire conference. Would have benefited, would have saved a little bit and benefited from the input of those people. If the office of the head of state in the country is the last office, last point of call. So when we send the last point of call, it means if he fails, there's nobody else that will come in and intervene. So if I was him, in such small issues, would delegate. And if this deal to be negotiated, let those guys go and try the negotiations. So much that when they have failed, maybe the last point of call in the country will make a follow-up and strike the deal. But when he fails himself, who else can go there? So we need to really seriously consider. Look at our situation and say, can we afford this? The scenario I gave, if you're running a family, don't just do it because the neighbor is doing it. Look at your own resources and say, how far can I stretch my resources? What have I got? What commitments have I got? Instead of just following because other people are doing it. We are far from that at the moment as a country. We have serious, serious issues to look at. The hospitals have no drugs. You can't get a simple drug like nifedipine at the hospital. No paracetamol. And people are dying. But some of those monies can be invested into the hospital. Some of those monies can be invested into BIM. Children will go to school. Schools are failing to operate. BIM is not paying anything to the schools. But a lot of money is just going out. Then we're saying, that's not being considered. That's not being fathered. That's where our concern is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Obet Gutu, MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Bekizela Matuma, the social and political commentator, and of course, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an economic analyst. And we want to also thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our producers and engineers, signing off and saying, have a blessed day, or rather, evening. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.